Boston says Shah Puklas Ben Plispus Esram Gamliel Vape. I think it's unusual the Mishnah should put a by name. Anyway, here it gives the name. Shah Puklas Ben Plispus Esram Gamliel Vape Shayarechis Bemechet Shah Afroditi. Gamliel went to the Beis HaMechutz that was associated with Aphrodite. Venus. Amalei. So the guy said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Kosu, but they're asking Liyipak Biotchem Lumen Menachem." He says, "No." And Neimat the Reichetz Bemechad Shel Aphroditi. So the kasha of the guy seems to be from the Isra Hanor Shelo. Liyipak Biotchem. That's the Isra Hanor. One of the kashas that Tosis has on Rashi at the end of the sugya, noy miyiko. Rashi learns the issur at the end of the day is to be miyapir of a desert, not to be netted from the. He says that wasn't the great shayla. The great shayla was it's just saying no, mashma, don't let me netted from of a desert. Here the merchat out of a desert, but it's noy of a desert. We'll have to see when we get to the sugya exactly. Now, what are the issurim that are in play? That's so clear. This is actually an interesting sugya in the sense that a lot of the svaras need to be fleshed out, but before we can even work on the svar, we're going to have to work out Pashut Tzuros of the Shmaisa. How the Chesmul of the Sugya hangs together, and then we'll be able to think about the various svaras of the Gemara. But anyway, take one thing at a time. So anyway, Shol Puklis Ben Pluspas from Lil Bakash Yerechis Merechis Lafaditi, Omele Kosu Betrasim Lipa Piotcha Mumu Menachem, Neymat Erechis Merechis Lafaditi. Says Rashi, Puklis Shemina Oibet Kechavim Haya. Rashi wants a min of a kichavim. If he was a min, then he wasn't a kichavim. If he was a kichavim, he wasn't a min. Maybe sense about it all. Anyway, Aphroditi Shema Verizar. The Mechatz Oymed Bechatzera. The Mechatz was in the Chatzera of the Avadizar. Amalei, ein meshivin b'mechutz. So Rabbi Gamliel said to him, I can't answer you in the mechutz. Says Rashi, ein meshivin divrei Torah b'mechutz lifi she'olam oimid orum. There's an issur of le'rov b'chervas dover. You're not allowed to say divrei Torah in front of Erev. So I can't answer you inside the mechutz. U'kshayotz amalei, when he came out, so Rabbi Gamliel said to him three things. Ani le'vasi b'gvula hiba'o b'guli. Number one. Says Rashi. Hiba beguli shamechutz kaidem lo. Mechutz was first. Anechutz b'amechutz nasa l'kol abola mechutz. Rashi needs to add. The mechutz didn't just belong to the people who the Ivde Avodizara who set up the Avodizara. The mechutz is nasa l'kol. L'kol heimeno sh'teke izelis isarabim. So that Afroditi doesn't have a right now to come along and to ask the Merchatz on their Adam. So it's not so clear what that is exactly. What's that? It's like Einar Moshe Dovashen and Shalai. Chayil the Merchatz didn't belong to their Adam. The Merchatz belonged to Nasa L'chayla, but maybe that's what it means. The Merchatz belongs to their Adam. So now it's like Einar Moshe Dovashen and Shalai. Is that the Nukud over here? That's in the Kudah Kilo, they were mafki the Merchus to the Rabbin. So the Merchus now is Nas Lakil, so it's I don't know, Rashi doesn't say those words, Enel Mesud Ovesh Enel Shalai. He says, like, Kol Emen, you should take a zealous as a Rabbin. The Svar is not so clear what this is. Again, the Svar is here altogether not so clear. We have to figure out what are the Yisurim exactly. And then we'll have to figure out what are these Atem. But just to flag, this Svar, like, Kol Emen, you should take a zealous as a Rabbin, not so clear what it is. Maybe he means, Al Derech Enel Mesud Ovesh Enel Shalai. The Aphroditi, the Oivdei Verizorah said of the Aphroditi, you don't have a koyach to ask the Mechot, since the Mechot was Nasa Lakoyal, so Kilo, the Mechot already belongs to the Rabbin. Maybe that's the Svar. Then, the Gamaliel says another thing. Ein oimim Nasa Mechot, no Aphroditi, ala Nasa Aphroditi, no Mechot. Zok Rashi. Ba'oishu v'acheres. Ein roim im nasa mechas noy lafudit. So Rashi says that this va'oy, that there's a the Mishnah didn't say those words, va'oy shuv acheres. Rashi injects into the Mishnah va'oy shuv acheres. I'm going to say that another heter. Va'oy shuv acheres. That ein roim im nasa mechas noy lafudit. The mechas lafudit noy. El nasa afudit noy la mechas. Nimsa shiyim isham shosay v'hi tfeil of uika. Maybe it's worth also pointing out. L'chayr Rashi at the end of the Gemara, the bottom of the Amud, says, because Rashi over there says that the rechitza, the nekuda here is the rechitza is not a noy to the avodah zarah. The Gemara says at the end that there's an Isser, one of the Isserim, the Gemara says Svar, maybe the Merchatz is there's an Ein Hektish Lev Adazar, just because the Merchatz was dedicated to Aphroditi, why should it be Chalad and Isser Noi at all? So the Gemara answers that nonetheless there's a Noi Mir Ikot, there's still an Isser Noi. Chalik Shashim Taish is what that means. Taisus learns that it means that even though Midaraisa, it's not called a bias, can't be a tachshit, doesn't have a nisanoi, but Midarabonim, there's a nisanoi on the if it would be a noi, if it would be something that beautified the Avodah Zarah, Midarabonim would be also ba'ano. But Taisus is a noi. The Mishnah is later on that if you put a noi in the Avodah Zarah, the noi itself becomes also ba'ano. That's a tachshit. Taisus says, a bias, not a tachshit. But Midrabbanan, of course, have an Isser Noi if it really beautifies the Avodah Zarah. And Merchatz doesn't beautify the Avodah Zarah. So that's what Rabbi Mila said. The Merchatz is not a Noi to the Aphroditi. But if the Merchatz would be a Noi to the Aphroditi, then even though it's not Mamish Noi, it's not a Tachshit, but it's Midrabbanan, it would have Me'en and Isser Noi. Rashi learns a different shot. Rashi learns the bias doesn't become, doesn't become Osabahano at all. But there's an Isser still to be Miyapa the Avodah Zarah. So if the bias enhanced the Avodah Zarah, then being reichitz in the bias would somehow be called that you're, that's not clear how that would be, being reichitz in the merchatz would be called that you're being miyapad avodah zarah. But since being reichitz in the merchatz is not being miyapad avodah zarah, because the merchatz is not in the avodah zarah, so merely not over the Isser of being miyapad avodah zarah. Rashi in the Mishnah seems to be saying it's a different svar, that the aphroditi is tuffel to the merchatz, since the aphroditi is a noy lemerchatz, and the merchatz are a noy to the aphroditi, so the aphroditi is tuffel to the merchatz rather than the merchatz being tuffel to the aphroditi. It's quite a different svar entirely. One of the things I want to work out the sugya, one of the things I think is a steer in Rashi. Rashi at the end of the Omelet, when he's explaining the Gemara, says that the heter of that Ein Oimim Nasim Merchas Noi Lafuditi is that the Rechitza is not a Noi to Lafuditi, so you don't violate the Isser Noi, which according to Rashi means the Isser to be Miyapa the Avodah Zarah. Rashi in the Mishnah seems to say it's a different word. That's like Iker v'Tofel, like you have in Bochus, you have an Iker and a Tofel. What's the Iker and what's the Tofel? Is the Aphroditi an Iker and the Merchatz is Tofel to the Aphroditi? Or the Aphroditi is Tofel to the Merchatz? So Rashi says, the Aphroditi is Tofel to the Merchatz, rather than the other way around. That's a different Svar Lechor than what it says in the, than what Rashi says in the, Rashi, the way Rashi comes to the Gemara at the end. Anyway, also, Mara Malkum, we'll see later. But upon him, Rashi learns that there are, that it's two different Shubas. Number one, Rabbi Gamliel said, Rabbeinu Yoina is chaylik on Rashi. Rabbeinu Yoina is medayik on Rashi. He brings this Rashi. And he says, medayik on Rashi, that either heter alone would be enough. That's oid shuvah cheres. Each shuvah is an independent shuvah. Amulil has several shuvahs up his sleeve. Shuva number one is Hibah Begvuli. That itself is a heter. V'oy shuva cheres. So another shuva that the merchus is not a noil afoditi. The afoditi is a noil merchus. It's mashma that either heter by itself would be enough to be matter the would be enough to be matter the rechitza the merchus. But Rabbi Yoina has a kasha on the Rashi. The kasha will have to wait till we get into this chesed of the Gemara. But Rabbi Yoina is chaylik on Rashi, You need, in order to be matrik, you need to have the sinner, you need both tamim together. You need hibah b'vuli, plus you need the svara of the merchas not anoy lafuditi. So that's a machaikas. Rabbi Neir doesn't elaborate why you need to, in the svaras, Rabbi Neir doesn't explain it. Why does he hold you need both of them together? Why does Rashi hold that each heter by itself is enough? But just in the pshat in the Mishnah itself doesn't say the words v'leit shuv acheres. Afterwards, it says dover acher by the last svar. The Mishnah said Rabbi Neir had another svar altogether. Dover acher. This is for sure an independent svar. And nice and chamam and harbi yet and nichnas of the zorish chaorim. Ubalkeri umashnim b'fanel zul and beres al pi apiv. The cholam mashtinim l'fanel. Lo inoymer el lehem eshenayik b'mishim eloya. Also eshenayik b'mishim eloya mutter. That's as far as not a bizarre at all. It's like bottle of a bizarre. So that's a heter all by itself. That hakol moedim. That's a dover acher. This is the fairest. It's a dover acher. That's an independent heter that takes off whatever zoom there may be over here. But in the first two things that Rabbi Meir said, he bought a gvuli, and ain oimim nasa merchus noy lafuditi. Rashi learned those are two independent heterim, each one of which by itself is enough to be matter the merchus. Rinyan is cholak and Rashi because of the chesmu he has in the Gemara, which we'll see later. And Rabbi Neir learns, no, you need the tzir of the two heterim together. Each one by itself is not enough. You need the tzir of the two heterim together in order to create the heter. That's all. That's what it says in Rabbi Neir. L'chorin cheshbon apshat. What's going on over here? In cheshbon apshat, l'chorin means like this, that Rabbi Neir holds that there's two different isurim that we have to take off. So you need two svaras leheter. You need both svaras in order to be matter. Each svara by itself can't be matter. You need them both together. What's the tzir of together? What does it happen? What does it help me that I have both together? Just keep over gvuli. That's not enough by itself. Plus, I have to have the merchas out of my life with it. Probably one thing has nothing to do with the other. Why do I need, in order to be matter, I need these two different svaras? These two svaras, how do they synergize? They're not really connected with Chorin's svara. What does one thing have to do with the other? The Chorin of Shat and Rabbi himself doesn't explain. The Chorin of Shat and Rabbi is whenever you have such a case like this, where it says that in order for something to be mutter, you need two different svaras lehatir. Presumably, the pshat is because there's two different reasons lesser. So you have to take off both siba ha'isr. So each siba ha'isr needs a different heter. What would be the two? What are the two siba ha'isr? The Nian himself doesn't say. Based on what we're going to see later in the Gemara, the pshutoy, I would say the two isurim that we find floating around in the Gemara are the two possible candidates for isur. That we find floating around in the Gemara are A, the svara of what the Gemara calls to be nene v'toiva, to be nene in such a way that you're makir toiv to the Avodah Zarah. Gemara's a Mishnah later on, if the Avodah Zarah has a gino or a merchot, you're allowed to be nene v'shalei v'toiva, you're not allowed to be nene v'toiva. So Rashi and Tosafot, what you learn means if the circumstances are, I don't know exactly what determines this, but if the circumstances are that you're going to be makir toiva to the Avodah Zarah, you know how to do it. So I'm trying to speak out, it's like you're mechazik the Avodah Zarah. But if it's in such a way that you're not makir toiva to the Avodah Zarah, again, I don't know exactly what is that, what are the rules for that? That's really so spelled out. Rashi later on says it means you pay them, but Tosafot here says that Rashi has not that way. Later there. But Akoponim, if you're being makir toiva to the Avodah Zarah, so then you like your mechazik the day that are. That's one possible reason to ask the merchots. And then the Gemara has, and then we have the svar at the end of the Gemara, noy miyiko, that this is from noy. Going to Rashi means alakim yapa the avodah zara. Going to Tosis means alakim nene from the noy of the avodah zara. Maybe this bias is like the noy of the avodah zara. So we have l'chorof bouncing around in the Gemara. We have two different possible isurim. But pshutay, that's the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah. That since we have two possible reasons lesser, so we need two separate svaras lahatim. The way it would break down it. Klapa, the issue of hachzokas toiva, that we be reichens in the mecha, it's going to be makat toiva to the Avodah Zarah, and that's the reason why it's also. You said, yeah, that would be if the mecha was built after the Avodah Zarah. But if the mecha was here all along, and I was reichens here all along, now the mecha came in, so therefore now all of a sudden I can't be reichens in the mecha, it's going to be makat toiva to the Avodah Zarah, psibo begvuli. But then there's another issue. What about noy? It's pashut also about noy. No, you're being yap of the Avodah Zarah. You're being nene from noy of Avodah Zarah. So yeah, that's a different issue. For that, the answer is that the merchus not noy lafuditi. Lafuditi is a noy lemerchus. So there's no problem with noy here at all. But that's the pshat in Rabbeinu. Maaser Rashi is perish not the way. Rashi learns that each of these are two separate and independent tefer, and each one is enough by itself. Hibro b'gvuli is enough by itself to be matir, and einolim nasa merchas leila afroditi is enough by itself to be matir. So that l'chor means one of two things: either that there's only one sibah yiseres, we have to work that through how that would work, or that if there maybe even if there are several sibahs yiseres, but each svara from the meal itself is enough all by itself to not go full of the sibah yiseres. We'll have to see again more in detail which one would work. I guess it'll be tomorrow, but we'll have to see more. You know, what are the possibilities? But just in principle, just in how these things cheshbon. You know, if according to Rabbi Yonah, you need two svaras lahatir, each one by itself is not enough. You need two svaras lahatir. So the poshut pshat is because there's two reasons for iser. So I need two svaras lahatir, each one to take off one of the sibos iser, and that works out pretty well. There's a sibah of being machzik of being nene b'toyva, you're being machzik yidei b'avodah zarah. That we have a svarah hibah b'gvuli. And there's another view. There's another problem. Noi mi'ikol, the Gemara says at the end of the Gemara. Noi einoi minasim nerches noi lafuditi. That's the Mahalach, even though Rabbi himself doesn't spell it out. That's the way Rabbi Yonah would work. And Rashi learns, no, each the Mishnah, Rabbi Yonah is saying two independent tetanim. Each one doesn't need the other. Each one by itself is a matter. So either because there's only one siba yiseres, so you only need one matter. We have two different swords, but each one by itself is enough. Because you only have to knock down one siba yiseres. Or if there are more than one siba yiseres, we'll have to say that each one of these svaras by itself, each one of Rabbi Gamliel's svaras by itself, could knock down all the pins. It could knock down all the sivas ha'isrus. So Yibah Beguli takes care of all the isurim, or the Acher, the Merchus Anoy Lafuditi takes off all of the isurim. We'll have to see. That's Kenamim. So we're going to have to see. Mice and more, there do seem to be two sivas for isur. Okay. Let's finish the Rashi. Means, how could he say "Ein Meshivim LeMerchutz"? V'Homer Rabbi Rachana Megechan, V'Kolokam Mutal Harchutz Mibes Merchutz, Mibes Hakisei. So how could Rabbi Gamliel say "Ein Meshivim LeMerchutz" in a Merchutz? V'Chitayim B'Loshen Chayim Alei. V'Amar Bayit V'Am Shel Chayim Mutal Loim B'Loshen Kodesh. V'Am Shel Kodesh Also Loim B'Loshen Chayim. Doesn't matter if he said it to him in B'Loshen Kodesh, he said it to him in Greek. It's the same issue. And for the Gemara, Tana Kishiyotzu Amalei Ein Meshivim LeMerchutz. Taka, he didn't say "Ein Meshivim LeMerchutz" till he got out. That's the stupid Gemara. There's a problem here, Pshat. The Mashal points out, the Maram. Why doesn't one need to ask him, Rabbi Barchan? Rabbi Barchan, I remember that if I call the Chalmok and Mutal Hakir, Mutal Lahara, Chutzmi, Beis Amerchutz, Beis Akisikilu, the Kashir of Milos is from the member of Rabbi Barchan. I need to come on to a member of Rabbi Barchan. It's Kashir from Milil himself. Rabbi Milil himself said, Ein Meshivim LeMerchutz. So Astir Menei Avei, Rabbi Milil himself says, Ein Meshivim LeMerchutz. You know, that's Vokti Vetorin LeMerchutz. So how could Rabbi Milil say, Ein Meshivim LeMerchutz? The Maram is another kasha. The Maher Havim, the chitema beloshen chol amalei. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe and we'll say it in Greek or whatever they spoke. Yiddish, whatever he spoke, we'll spoke. But, ask the Maran. So the one is like, no, I said it doesn't matter what language it is. The Rosh Chodesh, you can't say in any Lashon. Ask the Maran, what was the happening? He said it in Lashon Chol, and that was the heter. If Lashon Chol is a heter, then why do you have to wait for Gavin Merchatz at all? He could have told him the whole thing. He bought the Gvuli, and he could have told him the Enoim and Nasim Merchatz Noilach Vodit. He could have said the whole thing in Greek. Elamai, that's not a heter Greek. So what is Maran? What's the happening? Well, again, what do you need? What do you have to come out to buy? It's Mukha from Gamliel Mineu Bay. Rabbi Gamliel himself said, "A Meshiva Americas, we have to leave." So first of all, what do you have to come out to Rabbi Bachama? Rabbi Gamliel himself said, "A Meshiva Americas." Number two, what is it? What wants to be done? But he told me maybe the reason why he said "A Meshiva Americas," he was allowed to say "A Meshiva Americas" because he wasn't talking Hebrew. Well, if he was allowed to say Meshiva Merchatz because he wasn't talking Hebrew, then why did he say that Meshiva Merchatz? The same way he's saying in Greek Meshiva Merchatz, and that's okay, so he could say the children in Greek. So the whole thing is about that. So the Maran answers based on a the Ran doesn't beferish address these questions. These are mamish clearing questions in the Pshatav and the Gemara. The Ran doesn't talk about them. The Ran talks about a different problem. The Ran asks, he also talks about, what does it mean? The Gemara says he didn't say Emeshiva Memerechotz until he was Kishayotzo. Kishayotzo, that's the Gemara's answer. Kishayotzo, I'm like Emeshiva Memerechotz. So ask the Ran, Taisus also talks about different gishtos. The top Taisus. Let me check something out. The right answer from Lashon the Mishnah. The Lashon the Mishnah is Amalei and Meshiva Memerchatz. Kisheyotza Amalei and Yilei Basi Begula. Sounds like he said Emeshiva Mechatz first, and then Kishayotz he said Enilibasi Begula. But now the Gemara says that Emeshiva Mechatz also he said Kishayotz. So how does that, the Ran is, how does that fit into the Lashon of the Mishnah? Taisus seems to say something different. Taisus also talks about this. But Taisus seems to say it depends how you go. Yeshom de Garsi Vaisu Ukishayotz. So Mashma de Kishayotz lo Heshiva Yale Emeshiva. Why it matters if you go as Kishayotza, Ukishayotza, Tais seems to make that the issue. Anyway, it's either, I don't know, there's an equivalent Tais that I don't exactly understand. Somehow it matters to Tais if you go as Kishayotza or Ukishayotza. I'm not trying to understand the Poshup Shah. But Akapana Tais is also addressing this problem. How do you learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Kishayotza Amalai. What do you mean Kishayotza Amalai? According to the Braisa, I mean, the Mishnah says he sent him right away, Mishnah Merechatz, Ukishayotza Amalai, the Anili Basi, the Gvul, and so on. So the Ran has two mahalchim, one mahalchim, and Tais also has two mahalchim. One mahalch the Ran says is that he said everything kishayotza. But it means that when he went out, he apologized for not answering him early. He didn't want to get angry. He explained it. The reason why he didn't answer in the Mechatz was Emeshiva Mechatz. And as for your question, so he told him his three svaras. Tais also has that svar, has that possibility. Then Tais mentions, and the Ran also has another possibility, that maybe in the Mechatz itself is a chiluk between the bias HaPnimi and the bias HaEmtsoi. It's based on the Gemara. It's based on the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara is Mechalek, the Shela Sholom is Mutter in the bias HaEmtsoi, but it's also in the bias HaPnimi. Divrei Torah you can't say even in the bias HaEmtsoi, but the only Mishnah of Lubushim and Arubim. Bias HaPnimi, everybody's Arub. Vayis and so is I'm not sure my room for Shimon. Vayis and Chitzin, that's the, you know, the lobby, everybody's is love. So in the Vayis and Chitzin, do whatever you want. But in the Vayis and so, the Beitayr also, but Shela Shalom is Mutter. So Taisa says that the Eim Shiva Mechotz, he told them already in the Vayis and so. And then the real different Torah, that already he waited till it got out to the Bayis Chitzon or to the outside. So the Ran says the same Mahalach, but they say it differently. Taisus understands that the reason why Bayis Hamsoi is more Kal, and why we allow She'ela Shalom, is because in the Bayis Hamsoi, we allow things that are Darkish Shalom. Some of the Pshat is the Bayis Hamsoi, maybe it's only Drabonon, since people are not on a regular basis, I mean Shamarumim. So it's only Sederabon, and for Darkish Shalom, we could be making the Bais HaMsoi, not in the Bais HaFnim. So Sheila Shalom is Darkish Shalom, so in the Bais HaMsoi we're making. So Al Derech Zeh, to say to the guy, Ein Mashiva Memechot, that's Darkish Shalom. You shouldn't think I'm losing, ignoring it. But to give him the whole answer, that already is not Darkish Shalom. So in the Bais HaMsoi, he said the Darkish Shalom. The Ran says the same Chilat in Bais HaFnim and Bais HaMsoi, but the Ran says a different Mahalach. The Ran says a different story. The Ran says that in the Bayis HaMsoi, the Ran says that the issue of Hirur, the Ran says two Yisoides, two things. First of all, the Ran says Yisoid, that the issue of Hirur is only in the Bayis HaPnimi, not in the Bayis HaMsoi. When Rabbi Brachana says, Bekol Mokum Mutu Lahara, Chutzim Beis HaMechot, Beis HaKisei, that means the Bayis HaPnimi. In the Bayis HaMsoi, you're allowed to be Mahara. You're not allowed to say Divrei Torah, but you're allowed to be Mahara Divrei Torah. That's number one. Number two, says the Ran, to say a psak without an explanation, that's the equivalent of Hirur and not of Divrei Torah. It's two chidushim that the Ran says, and the Ran is passing. It's two chidushim halacha. That Hirur is mutter in the Bayis HaMsoi, only also in the Bayis HaPnimi. To say Divrei Torah Mamash is also even in the Bayis HaMsoi. Kiddush number one. Kiddush number two says Beran, that a psak without any explanation has the status of Hirur, not the status of Divrei Torah. So Meila, now everything's Gevalt. Kishayotza means when he left the Bayis HaChitz HaPnimi and he got into the Bayis HaMsoi, where there's only where Hirur is Mutter, so he told him, Emeshiv Mechos. But he still couldn't say Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah is still also in the Bayis HaMsoi. That was only after he got out of the Merchutz entirely. Atkan Divrei Ran. Based on this Ran, I'll tell you in a few minutes what I think the Sora of the Ran is. Based on... maybe we'll talk first now. Maybe we should better first talk through now. What's the Sora of the Ran? What's the difference? Bayis HaPnimi, Bayis HaMsoi. If the Torahs are also in the Bayis HaMsoi, so why isn't here also in the Bayis HaMsoi? The Pshat I think is like this. The Gemara in Shabbos and Kufnun, look at the sugya over there about the Torah in the Beis HaMechutz and the Ruah over there. There's two Yisur. There's one Yisur, Vlo Yerod B'chai Erbis Dova, that you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah connected in Erbis. That Isser is only to say Divrei Torah. Hirur is Mutter Kenegad Erev. That's perishing work. You're allowed to be Mahar and Divrei Torah Kenegad Erev. So we're going to get a nice person traveling on the subway and there's, let's say, somebody, people dressed not similar, especially in the summer. So to say Divrei Torah out loud, the Baruch is out loud, you're not allowed to do it. We have to turn away. But to think and learning, but to learn quietly, that's Mutter. Because Hirur is Mutter Kenegad Erev. Even Mamish Kenegad Erev. Not even sub we have an issue of tefach b'sheira, but even connected erev mamish, even mamish connected a person who's totally naked, you're allowed to be mahar in divrei Torah, can't say divrei Torah. Then there's another issur that's learned out from a different pasuk of a hoyu machanecha tadesh that b'mokum tinoifes, you're not allowed even to be mahar in divrei Torah. So if you're in an outhouse or something, in a bathroom or whatever, you know, place of shul, so then you're not allowed to even be mahar and divrei Torah. It's a different pasuk. That's not that from Hoyu Machanecha Kodesh. Rashi says, the pasuk over there is talking about the chisisa tzayosecha, the mechasa tzayo, And Rashi says over there, the reason why the Torah requires to be mechased soya is because you should be able to mahar and divitur wherever you go. No, people are say to be mahar and divitur. Presumably, everybody's walking around thinking, "Larry." So maybe the machane has to be kodesh because everybody's busy with the divrei Torah. So soya is also the makom soya. It's also even to be mahar and divitur. That's a pashut. That's a black and white gemara in Kufin Shabbos Kufnun. That's talok and shachlor. That a connected erba, you're not allowed to say divitur. You're allowed to be mahar and divitur. Malkum Soya, you're not even allowed to be Mahar in the return. So now we understand like this. So come along Rabbi Chama. Rabbi Chama says that in the Beis HaMechot, it's not even allowed to be Mahar. Why not? We just said that Keneged and Erevo, you're allowed to be Mahar in the return. Even if a person is totally naked, you're allowed to be Mahar in the return, Keneged and Erevo. So why in the Beis HaMechitz, Bechol Mokim, Mutu Lahar, Chutz Mi Beis HaMechitz, Beis HaKiseh? Why is it also Mahar in the Vitara connected in the Beis HaMechitz? Maybe the Beis HaKiseh is a Mokim with Tinoifis. But in the Beis HaMechitz, what's the Issa to Mahar, what is the Issa to Mahar in the Vitara in the Beis HaMechitz? What's Pshat in Rabbi Chama? Rabbi Chama says that you're not allowed to Mahar in the Vitara in the Mechitz. So why not? So I have to say, L'chor, you have to say, L'chor, Echad Min HaShnai. Either that a merchutz is a mokum tinoifis. It's not only a mokum of erva, but it's a mokum of tinoifis. And that has a mokum, the sukkah yuma, like it's the beginning of yuma, we have a sukkah about the mezuzah, and if the base of merchutz needs a mezuzah, and which, so the Gemara says that the base of merchutz is a mokum tinoifis, doesn't need a mezuzah. So there's a big mokum to say that a base of merchutz, even though people don't defecate in the Beis HaMechitz, presumably. But nonetheless, there's people wash themselves off from all the schmutz and the grime and the sweat, and that's called the makam of Tinefes. The Beis HaTefillah talk about a makam of Tinefes. It's only the Shubah. I think that's the Gemara there. The Beis HaMechitz is a makam of Tinefes. The Beis HaTefillah is where people table in mikvah. That's not a makam of Tinefes. So that's possibility number one. Or possibility number two, maybe you could say that a Beis HaMechutz, since it's a mokum that's miyuchud to be under the Shomerumim, so maybe it's considered, maybe it lacks even in Goyim Achanecha Kodesh. Maybe that's like Tinefes. I'm not sure. You need to check in Paiskim if there's a Gili one way or another. I'm not sure. That's also a possibility. Dati Taka Haram Hilchus Mezuz also, even a Beis HaTefillah, which is not a mokum with Tinefes. But since it's miyuchet for people to be orim, it's called the bayis sheni also the covered. It's potter from mezuzah. It's a sukkah over there in Hilchos mezuzah. Beis HaMechitz is potter from mezuzah because it's a mokum of tinaifis, and the Beis HaTefillah is potter from mezuzah because it's a mokum that's miyuchet to be orim shemarumim. You're allowed to be orim in a place where somebody happens to be orim about cry, you still got to have a mezuzah. But a mokum that's miyuchet is not a bayis also the covered. So kach. I'm not sure. In the Ran would say either way. I don't see a gili in the Ran one way or another. But I didn't do the research to see, you know, Paiskim if there's a gili one way or another. But l'chor, that's what you have to say. If Rabbi Rachama says that you're not allowed to be mahar in the Beis HaMechutz, even though you're allowed to be mahar in Keneged Erba, so you have to say that the Beis HaMechutz is more chomer than Keneged Erba, either because it's a mokum of tinoifis, or because it's a mokum that's miyuchot to be in the Shemarumim, and that's more chomer. I guess enough community for Beis HaTefillah. You're allowed to be mahar in the Beis HaTefillah. I don't know if you have to. I don't remember if. Akoponim, that's the background. So maybe with that, now I understand Poshut, the Ran's distinction, that you're in the Bayis HaPnimi, you're not allowed to say, that in the Bayis HaPnimi, you're not even allowed to be Mahara. But in the Bayis HaMsoy, you're allowed to be Mahara, but you're still not allowed to say the Vetar. I understand Poshut. To say the Vetar is also connected to Erva. So the Bayis HaMsoy, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf, the Bayis HaMsoy, by definition, is Oymen Shem HaRumim Ulubushim. So some people are walking around the Bayis HaMsoy Nakatei. So you're not allowed to say Divitara because it's Keneged Erev. But on the other hand, to be Maharin Divitara, to be Maharin Divitara is Mutu Keneged Erev. She's just also been welcome to Neufis. The Bayis HaMsoy is not a welcome to Neufis. Either because it's Pasha not dirty, or because it's not miyuchad to be Oynim Shemarumim, so it doesn't have that status of a mokum of tinoifus. So you have the yisur of lo yirah b'chay ervas dover. They're not to be medaber de beitara keneged erev. That's even the Bayis HaMsoy. But the yisur of ahoyim achanecha kodesh, the yisur of hirur b'mokum tinoifus, That you don't have in the Bayis HaMitzvah. But in the Bayis HaPnimi, you have that too. The Bayis HaPnimi is really welcome to, is the equivalent of a welcome to Nefes. There it's also even to be Maharad Devitar. That's Poshub Shat in the Ran. That's why in the Bayis HaPnimi, you can't even be Maharad, because it's a welcome to Nefes. It's Vahoy Machanecha Kodesh. The Bayis HaMitzvah, not a welcome to Nefes. There's no problem Vahoy Machanecha Kodesh. So here is Mutter. Deeper is the lawsuit because of lawyer b'chayav zomer. You're not allowed to be mitabit to b'torah. Can I get there? That's the first half of the run. Then what about the other sfar of the run? The run says saying a psak is like hiru. Why is saying a psak like hiru? That's not hiru. He's saying a psak. Like, what does psak have to do with hiru? So here yichalanu leimar say it. You say pshat in the run in two ways. You could say maybe pshat in the run. But what do you say? Well, why is a psak like hiru? What's the sort? Saying a psak is like here. Bayis HaPnimi, you know how to do it, but Bayis HaMitzvah, it's a mutter. The way here is a mutter in the Bayis HaMitzvah, so saying a psak is a mutter in the Bayis HaMitzvah. So, you could say simple. Maybe a pshat is that saying a psak really bets him a dat devitur. Because you're saying yes or no. No, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, it's a dat devitur. But lying behind the psak is the rationale for the psak. So when you say the psak, you have to you're thinking of the reason for the psak. So maybe that's why it has the status of hero. Maybe it's just a simple psak. Alternatively, maybe psak in the run is that maybe to say a psak, maybe you don't even have to maharan divitar. Maybe you don't have to maharan divitar to say the psak. You have the shalat only 10 times. You don't need to be maharan divitar to have to know the. Just to say psak, to know the halacha, you don't have to be mahar each time in divitur. It's like, it was reminiscent of this a shaila, when you go in the bathroom, do you have to, and you come out, do you have to make a new bracha on, a bichasatara? So Shulchan Aruch said, no, you don't, because when you go to the bathroom, there are halachas in the bathroom. There are halachas how to conduct yourself in the bathroom. So you're not mesiach das and divitur when you're in the bathroom, because you are aware of the halachas of the bathroom halachas. Well, you're not allowed to say it, but the Shulchan Aruch says you're not mesiach das from in the bathroom because you're thinking about the bathroom halachas. So the Gaon says, you know something is true. You're not allowed to be married in the bathroom. A lot of you have to conduct yourself halachically, but conducting yourself halachically doesn't mean that you're being mahar in divitur. You already know the halacha, so that you don't have to think about the halacha to do it. So mimela, al derech's over here. You know, maybe it's just to say a psak, you don't have to think about who says to say the psak. You have to think about the divitur. Maybe to say a psak, you don't have to think. You don't have to be mahar in divitur to say the psak. You already know the psak. So what's the problem with saying a psak? Make say different. So maybe the idea is like this. We already saw it's two different stories. There's one pasuk that says that lo yirah b'chay erva's dover. Dibur also hira mutter. That k'neged erva you're not allowed to be medabed divitur. You're allowed to be mahar divitur. There's another pasuk v'hoyim machanecha kodesh. That from mokum to neifis, you're not allowed to be mahar divitur because to be mahar divitur is still kodesh. V'hoyim machanecha kodesh. From mokum tsoya you can't have kedusha. To be Mahar Divrei Torah is not Divrei Torah, but Kedusha still is. Still a Dover Kodesh. So maybe you can say a Hadidara like this. Why is it that you're allowing Maharer, the Bayis HaMitzvah, you're not allowed to say, but you're allowed to be Mahar. But the Bayis HaPnimi can't even be Mahar. So we said already Hadidara. To say Divrei Torah, that's Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah is also connected to everything. Even the Bayis HaMitzvah, there's naked people, you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah. To be Mahar and Divrei Torah is Mutter connected to everything. But there's a different issue. V'hoyim machanecha kodesh, the b'mokum soya, you can't be Isaac in Kedusha. That's even hearer. Even a hearer is still called that you're, it's not divrei Torah, but it's still an Isaac of Kedusha. So it's also in a mokum tinaifis. So maybe the say of sad is not divrei Torah. Because it's just yes or no. Maybe that's not divrei Torah. Maybe don't make a bichas Torah, right? To say yes, let me ask you, Shana, I'm allowed to eat this. You say yes. You have to make a birchas atar. Maybe not. I think it's a nidin. But maybe not. It's not divrei Torah. But it's dvarim shel kedusha. It's still dvarim shel kedusha. It's a chetz shel kedusha. There's the yes and the no. This is what you're allowed to do. At the end of the day, it's dvar Hashem zu halacha. So it's still a chetzi shel dusha. A chetzi shel dusha, you're allowed to do keneged erva. Like here it's mutter keneged erva. It's not giber usher here a mutter. The only issue is v'yor b'chayv is dover. To be medaber keneged erva. I'm not being medaber divrei Torah keneged erva. It's not to be bar tavo. I'm just saying yes or no. But is it kodesh? Chetzi shel dusha is? So maybe that's the havon in the Ran. That's what the Ran says, that a psak is like here. Not because you're being mahara when you give the psak. Even if you're not mahara when you give the psak, even if you do the psak by road, you gave the same psak 50 times. But the etzim saying a psak is the equivalent of here, meaning it's a dover, it's not divrei Torah, but it's still a dover kodesh. So if it's a dover kodesh, so in the bayis apnimi, with the mokum tinoifis, so we have din v'yom echa necha kodesh. You can't have kedusha, you can't be isaac in kedusha in a mokum of tinoifis. The bayis and soy is not a mokum of tinoifis. Just can I get an erba? That's the different level. The erba chayav is dovid. Deeper osir, but everything else is mutter. Maybe that's the star of the Ran. Which way is the lush on the Ran? What?
What
does happen after you buy a birchas haTorah? Yeah, maybe chassan. I mean, we don't dream of this question now. I think it's a shy little place. Do you have to make a birchas haTorah just on a yes or no? But I'm saying maybe even the oilam will say that you don't have to make a birchas haTorah. It's the lush on the Ran. So, kind of shout make a bit if you make a big stone here also. Yeah. What's the lush on the ground over here? She calls she ain't no aimer. Ikra time she'll do her ain't no eloki here. I think it's more mashma. It's not mashma around that he's saying. If you don't say the time is shield over, but you're still being mahara. So it's like here because you're being mahara. He doesn't say that. He says, Kol she'enu oimer, time is shield over, enu elo kehiru. He doesn't say that you are being mahara. You're not being mahara. You know this psak in your sleep. But it's the equivalent of here. So I think that's the lashon Ran, I think, bears out what I'm saying. So now going back to the Maran. So the Maran takes this Ran, doesn't say the Hasbara, I mean, the Ran just takes this, Maran takes this Ran. And the Maran says that with this we can answer the problems that we had in the Pshat and the Gemara. What was the problem we had in the Pshat and the Gemara? We had a problem. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Gamliel, how could Rabbi Gamliel say Ein Meshivim Bemerchotz? Ask the Maran. Mashoi say also ask the Kashik. Ask the Maran. Why are we asking from Rabbi Bachama? We should ask from Rabbi Gamliel Obey. Rabbi Gamliel himself said Ein Meshivim Bemerchotz. How could he be Meshivim Bemerchotz? And number two. Ask the Maran, what was the Gemara's Havim, you know, that maybe because it was in Greek, so that's why it was okay. If Greek is okay, then let him say the whole thing in Greek. So why do you have to go out and all? He could have told him the whole Megillah in Greek. Those are the two kashas of the Maran. Says the Maran, now that we know the Ran, we can answer the kashas poshut. Rabbi Gamliel, Minei Yubei is not shver. Rabbi Gamliel said, Ein Meshivim Bemerchotz, maybe that means to say Divrei Torah Bemerchotz, maybe that means to say Milsu V'Taimel, with the whole elaboration. And that's only also, and that's not what Rabbi Gamliel did. Rabbi Gamliel just said, "Ein Meshivim Bemerchotz." Now, when Rabbi Gamliel said, "Ein Meshivim," can't ask Rabbi Gamliel, "May obey." When Rabbi Gamliel said, "Ein Meshivim Bemerchotz," maybe Rabbi Gamliel just meant you can't say Divrei Torah Bemerchotz. You can't say a whole right, you know, a whole shuvah, a whole simon in Bishmoy Shadai. You can't do in Bemerchotz. But just to say Ein Meshivim Bemerchotz, just to say a psak, maybe that doesn't go into the issue. Maybe that's like a mutter in America. It's not divrei Torah. The Ran Taka says that just to say if sack doesn't go into the issue of Lera Becher V'Stola. So maybe we have to come out to Rabbi Bachama. Rabbi Bachama is mechadish that in the Merchot, at least in the Bais Apnimi, you're not even allowed to be mahara. Not even allowed to be mahara. If you're not even allowed to be mahara, then you can't say if sack either. Like the Ran says, if sack is like here. So that's why the Gemara needs to come out to Rabbi Bachama. If I didn't have Rabbi Bachama, then I wouldn't know that you're not allowed to be mahara in Americas. I would think you can't say to be third in Americas, but to be mahara is mutter. Same, you're allowed to be mahara can get ever, maybe in Americas, you're allowed to be mahara. If you're allowed to be mahara, you're allowed to say apsah. So Ramalil is fine. Now Rabbi Bachama taught me that in Americas, meaning in the Bais Apnimi, you can't even be mahara because it's a mokum tinoifis. If you can't even be mahara because it's a mokum tinoifis, so then likewise you can't say apsah, so how could Ramalil even say apsah? So the Gemara answers, it says the Gemara, maybe we have an Eitzah. Maybe the answer is he was talking in Greek. So the Gemara asks, if you're allowed to talk in Greek, then what do you have to just say in Meshivim Bemerchotz? Why don't you just tell him the whole Tshuva in Greek? Says the Maram, no, this we could answer that too. In the Gemara's Halamina, that Greek is a heter, the Gemara never thought Greek is a heter for giving a Torah. The Gemara thought Greek is a heter for saying a psak. I said, maybe a psak is mutter in Greek. But divrei Torah is also in Greek. Even in the Halamina, the Gemara answers that it's not true. They're not even, allowed to say a psak in Greek. But the Halamina, that maybe Belashan Cholam Alei, that was only a Halamina for saying a psak, it was never a Halamina for divrei Torah mamash. At Kan Maram. What's the svar of the Maram? What's this svar over here? Why is there a havamina to say that Greek is matir saying a psak, but it's not matir divrei Torah mamish? Here I think it depends. If you understand the reason why you're not allowed to say a psak in the merchos is because you're being maharer, so then it doesn't really hard to understand. It's just because he says the words emeshiv merchos in Greek. That means he's being Mahari in Greek too. Whatever here is involved, Mechates lacks in Greek. Also, I don't know if it matters even to be Mahari in Greek. Mahari in Loshon Kodesh, not so good that could even be a Havamina if you're Mechal. But even if so, it doesn't follow just because he said the Mishim Mechates in Greek that his thinking about the reasons was also in Greek. But if we say the other understanding of the Rav, the way I suggested before, the Rav never meant that when you say a psak, automatically you're thinking Divitur. Maybe you're not thinking Divitur. The Rav meant that saying a psak is called a Dovah Kodesh. It may not be divrei Torah, but it's still dvarim shel kedusha. And the yisoy, the reason why you can't be mahar in a beis hamikdash is because v'hoyu machanecha kodesh and dvarim shel kedusha also in a makom tinoifes. So a psak is not divrei Torah, but it's still dvarim shel kedusha. And dvarim shel kedusha also to say in a makom tinoifes, to say in a bayis hapnimi. If that's the case, then we can understand as follows. When it comes to divrei Torah, the issue to say divrei Torah in front of an erva, so avad is dover poshut. That it doesn't matter what language you're saying. Divrei Torah give him a shivim lashon. Vara hetiv. Divrei Torah, it doesn't matter what the Torah says. The whole Gemara is in Aramaic. Is there having me that you don't say a bichas Torah and Gemara because it's written in Aramaic? So, the Gemara never has a having me. But psak is not Divrei Torah anyway. The issue of psak is only because it's a dover shel kedusha. It's a deeper of kedusha. So it goes into the hoya machanecha kodesh. So why the Havamina? Maybe it's only called a deeper shel kedusha if it's a beloshen kodesh. But if you say a deeper shel kedusha beloshen chayil, maybe it loses its kedusha. Says the Gemara, no, a davar shel kodesh, even beloshen chayil is called a davar shel kodesh. So that's the mahavon and the shakya tayin. So now you put the Ram together with the havon that I'm adding to it. The cheshbon is all in the Maram and the Ram. I'm just adding a connection to the havon. So now we understand. Now the Gemara flows very well. The Mahalach Hadvarim, the Gemara is Ram. We said in Meshivim and Merchus. Gemara thought that means he can't say Divrei Torah and Merchus. Fine, very good. He didn't say Divrei Torah and Merchus. He just said a Psak. Fretim or no, but a Merchus, Rabbi Rachama was Mechadish. Then a Merchus is a Mokum Tinoifus. You're not even allowed to be Mahar in a Merchus. Because you're not allowed to, because there's a din of all your Machanecha Kodesh, that Divrei Kedusha, or Hihurei Kedusha, you're not allowed to have in a Mokum Tinoifus. Rabbi Racham is Mechadish. That a Merchot has the status of a Mokum Tinoifus. Either because it's literally a Mokum Tinoifus, or since it's Meyuchla to be Eimna Shemarum Mez, it's equivalent of a Mokum Tinoifus. Lemais, a Merchot is a Mokum Tinoifus. It's also, and it goes into Voyah Machanecha Kodesh. If it goes into Voyah Machanecha Kodesh, says the Gemara assumes, then a Psak is also awesome. Because a Psak may not be Divrei Torah, but it's still Dvarim Shel Kedusha. So then the Gemara suggests, well, Dvarim Shel Kedusha, maybe if it's in Greek, it's not Dvarim Shel Kedusha. Divrei Torah in Greek, I still Divrei Torah. But a Psak's not Divrei Torah anyway. Psak's just Dvarim Shel Kedusha. Dvarim Shel Kedusha, maybe in Greek, it's not Dvarim Shel Kedusha. Says, no, Abai said, that's not true. That Dvarim Shel Kedusha are Dvarim Shel Kedusha, even if you say them Blosh Nechel. So maybe they still should be also based on Mechaz. Says, the Gemara Kishi also, the Eim Shiva in the Mechaz, he didn't say in the Mechaz Mamish. That he said in the Baisa and Soy. Not already a Mokum, already not a Mokum to Neufus. So there he was able to say, and Meshivim the Merchutz. Of course, he still couldn't talk to Divrei Torah because he still couldn't get Erva. But this much at least he was able to do. At Kan the Maram, and based on the Ram. I was thinking about Rashi. I think this in Rashi, which also in Daik, Al Derech, is similar to this Malach. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Vehechi Ovid Hachi, the Hodolei the Merchutz. Now, here's Chayim Girsum. The way we have the Girsum of Rashi, it reads, again, Behechi Avadachi, the first Rashi in the Gemara, the Ahadalei B'merchos. How could he answer him in the Merchos? V'alei Emeshivim B'merchos. You're not allowed to be meshiv in the mechitz. So how could he be meshiv in the mechitz? You're not allowed to be meshiv in the mechitz. V'asalam yiblashon chayil v'beis in mechitz af v'shein yiblashon ha-kaydish l'nafik mitusayim. This gears in Rashi is very difficult. First of all, Rashi makes it sound like the kashin of Rabbi Gamliel is taken from the din of ein meshiv in the mechitz, from minei ubei. How can Rabbi Gamliel be meshiv in the mechitz when Rabbi Gamliel himself said ein meshiv in the mechitz? But that's not what it says in the Gemara. In the Gemara, the kashin is not from Rabbi Gamliel minei ubei. The Gemara, the kashin is from the Rabbi Bachama's member that you're not allowed to be maharid beis mechitz. Rashi, not the way it is in the Gemara. It's also a bit strange in Rashi. What's he getting the whole thing? That even if it's not Lashon Kodesh, Vlenofik Mikdushasai, that's the next line of the Gemara. Why is Rashi preempting the Gemara? The Bach is Magi in the Rashi. I'm not sure if that question I'm going to answer, but the Bach is Magi in Rashi. That's a little above. Bach is Magi in Rashi. V'hechi Ovid Hochi, Di'adalei B'merchots. V'haloi Ein Meshivim B'merchots, Divei Kodeshim. He asked that line. The divrei kodeshim. V'haloi ein meshivim b'merchatz divrei kodeshim. According to the Bach, you have to add the words divrei kodeshim. You also have to add quotation marks. V'haloi quote ein meshivim b'merchatz unquote divrei kodeshim. That itself is divrei kodesh. V'osu lo'omro, and you know how to say it, even b'lashon chayil, even if it's not b'lashon kodesh, it still has the status of dvarim shel kedushim. So that's what it says in Rashi. So we gain that it's not against the Gemara. The Gemara is asking from Rabbi Bachama, not from Rabbi Gamliel Minei Obey. Rashi made it sound like it was Rabbi Gamliel Minei Obey. After the Hagav of the Bach, we're not asking Rabbi Gamliel Minei Obey. We're asking for Rabbi Bachama. How can Rabbi Gamliel say in Meshiv in the Mechot that itself is Divrei Kodesh and it's like nothing to make the Shosayim? But I have a few diukim still in Rashi. First of all, again, but why does he have to have this all arichos that it's like nofik mit kedusha sayu no matter what language you say? But that's the hemshich of the Gemara. V'chitema v'loshen chol omalei v'omar abaye. That's the next thing in the Gemara. Rashi doesn't have to say it. The Gemara is going to say it. Also, it's a diuk in Rashi. Rashi over here says that the problem is that ein meshiv b'merchatz is divrei kodeshim. That's not a loshen of the Gemara. That's Rashi's loshen. The Gemara didn't say the loshen divrei kodeshim. The Gemara just said that v'kol mokum mut lahar. I mean, I guess Dvarim Shel Kodesh is a lashon more later in Abayi. Dvarim Shel Kodesh. But Rashi uses that lashon already right now in the Gemara's Kasha. That Ein Meshiv B'merchatz is a different Kodesh. Rashi in the Mishnah said a different lashon. Ein Meshiv in different Torah B'merchatz. Fisha Adam 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 Fisha Adam Adam Adam. It's a different Rashi Mishnah's lashon. The Mishnah says, "There we go." Told him, "Ein Meshiv B'merchatz can't say different Torah B'merchatz." Now the Gemara is asking, but Ein Meshiv B'merchatz itself doesn't say Divrei Torah, Ash doesn't say Divrei Torah, but Ein Meshiv B'merchatz is Divrei Kodesh. And even V'loshen Chol, it's Leinofik Mikdushosayim. It's there, the Leinofik Mikdushosayim. You should say it's still Divrei Torah. I mean, good, it's Loshen of Abayi. Dvarim Shel Kodesh here, he also learned V'loshen Chol. But still, why is he Mishana from the Mishnah? So he's saying the Mishnah, Ein Meshiv Divrei Kodesh B'merchatz. The Mishnah is talking about Divrei Torah. Now he talks about Divrei Kodesh. I think the answer is when in the light of the Ran, especially the way I was, we must be the Ran. Rashi, Mamish Meirim. There's two separate halachas. There's one halacha that you can't see the big turn in Mechatz. You can't see the big turn in Mechatz. Rashi in the Mishnah says the reason why you're not Meshivim in the Mechatz is Rashi's because Lefisha Adam Oymed Arum. Lefisha Adam Oymed Arum is only an Isser for Divrei Torah. Hero is Mutter Kenegat Arum. It's also a Deek in Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah, when he says you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah b'merchatz, he gives a reason. L'fisha adam oimid sham arum. That's only a reason for Divrei Torah, not a reason for here. The Gemara is more that in the merchatz can't even be mahar. So that's not because adam oimid sham arum. It's either because it's a makom tinoifes, or maybe we'll say because it's a bias that's meyuchat to be oimid sham arum. That doesn't say in Rashi in the Mishnah either. Rashi says l'fisha adam oimid sham arum. Connected to every, you can't say Divrei Torah. A merchatz is much worse than that. A merchatz is also even here. Teretz is Heim Mador. It's two different Nidonim. There's one Nidon you're allowed to say Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah you can't say Keneged Erev. Rabbi Amuel said Ein Meshiv B'merchatz, you can't say Divrei Torah. I, Rabbi Amuel myself, is saying Divrei Torah. Rabbi Amuel is not saying Divrei Torah. Rabbi Amuel is saying Psak. Psak's not Divrei Torah. But Rabbi Amuel said, I can't explain to you anymore. I can tell you Psak, Ein Meshiv B'merchatz. But I can't give you all my three reasons why it's mutter with the whole thing because Ein Meshiv B'merchatz. Now I say Divrei Torah Keneged Erev. I don't know how to do. So I'm just going to tell you, wait. Then the Gemara asks, yeah, but the weight itself, it may not be Dibbe Torah. The Ein Mashim of Merchatz, quote unquote, may not be Dibbe Torah, but it's Dibbe Kodesh. It's still Dibbe Kodesh. And that Rabbi Barchama was Mechadish, that a Merchatz, it has a din, you can't even be Mahara. If you can't even be Mahara, it has a din, you can't say Dibbe Kodesh in the Merchatz. So even if it's not Dibbe Torah, but it's still Dibbe Kodesh. And that's the chiddush of Rabbi Rachama, that in a merchatz it's a mokum that's either tinoifus or miyuchad for oynish and rumen. Rabbi Rachama's mechadish in a merchatz you can't even say divrei kodesh. Ein mishim in a merchatz, not divrei Torah, but it's still divrei kodesh. That's the deacon Rashi before he said divrei Torah. Because before he's explaining what Rabbi Gamliel was saying, Gamliel said, I can't tell you my reasons, because my reasons are divrei Torah. I can say Ein mishim in a merchatz, because that's not divrei Torah. Now the Gemara is a new kasha. What did Rabbi Gamliel gain? But it's still divrei kodesh. And different kodesh, Rabbi Racham is mechadish that a merchatz has a din of ahoyah is a steer to ahoyah mechanecha kodesh. Can't even be mahara in a merchatz because it lacks in ahoyah mechanecha kodesh. If you can't be mahara, then you can't say different kodesh. Ein mishim merchatz different kodesh. And here already Rashi elaborates. It's still a hemshich of the Gemara. I understand more. It's meinin what Rashi is saying. It may not be different Torah, but it's different kodesh. I different kodesh. Maybe it's chol. So Rashi explained though. That's the hemshich of the Gemara. That it's like nafik mitzushasayo. Even in Greek, it's still different kodesh. So it's still a little bit strange. Why is Rashi telling me what the Gemara says behemshach? But it's a little bit better because it's meinyan already now to understand the Gemara's question in the first place. The Gemara's question is not that it's divrei Torah. The Gemara's question is that it's divrei kodesh. So Rashi already injects now to explain the Gemara is not busy with divrei Torah. Of course, Greek is divrei Torah. The Gemara is busy with divrei kodesh. And the Gemara is asking, even in Greek, it's still called divrei kodesh. So Rashi tells me the Hemshech of the Gemara because it's negated understanding Pshat already now in the Gemara in the first place. That the question is not that it's different Torah. The question is that it's different Kodesh because even in Greek it's like Nofik Mitushosai. That's Mamash Alderach we said in there. That's the whole thing. The Rashi I think is Maduig Mamash Alderach Liran. There's still one difference perhaps between Rashi and Liran. It's that Rashi not Mechalik in Baisa Pnimi and Baisa Chitz. Baisa Emsoi rather than Baisa Pnimi. That distinction that the Baisa Emsoi is not a mokum to neufis. It's only a mokum of Imdim Shemarumim, and therefore divrei Torah are usur, but it's still mutter to be mahar, and it's still mutter to say of sak. And therefore, Amliel, that was like a halfway house. So in the base vice, and so he said, Imdim Shemarumim, and then we got out totally, that's when he said the rest of the, that doesn't say in Rashi. Or if Rashi had that nekuda also, Rashi would have said that. So Mashmah, that much Rashi, not Machalik. And Rashi holds that the Linyan Zed, the vice, and so the vice, the Pnimi are all the same. And Rabbi Mecham is Mechadish, that the whole thing is a Mokum Tinoifus, so it's a Mokum that's in Yuchat of Yom HaShemarumim, and you're not allowed to say Yipsak in the Bayis HaMsoyim. There's no Chilik Yipsak in the Bayis HaMsoyim, Bayis HaPnimi. And Kishiyotza means when he, like the other Pshat and places in the Ram, that when he got out of the Mechatz altogether, he said, I couldn't be Meshiv. I couldn't. The reason why I didn't talk to you was because I'm Meshiv in the Mechatz, and the reason why, and this is the answer. So the Kap and Pshat that there was a stage where he was allowed to say in the Shiva Merchus, but he was still not allowed to say the rest of the Divrei Torah, that Rashi doesn't have. But as far as the Havon, but nonetheless, as far as Pshat and the Gemara, Rashi still held there after that. That the Mishnah only said this is Divrei Torah. And that's not a steer Mineo Bay. And we didn't say Divrei Torah, so Gemara can't ask Amelu Mineo Bay. Amelu Mineo Bay is fine. And we'll just say, now let's say Divrei Torah. As far as it goes, that's good. But then we're asking Rabbi Chama. Rabbi Chama said you can't even say Divrei Kodesh in the base of Merchatz because a Merchatz is not only on the Shemarumim, it has the status of a Mokim Tinoifus. So you can't even say, you can't even be Mahara, it's lacks in the Voyim Echamecha Kodesh. If that's the case, then you can't even say, not just Divrei Torah, you can't even say Divrei Kodesh. And even if it's Greek, it's still Divrei Kodesh, we're not in society. So then we're asked to answer, Nechanami, and we couldn't say anything in the base of Merchatz. Not only could he not say Divrei Torah, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, but now it's Mischarish that he can't even say Divrei Kodesh. So maybe you have to wait till God after the Merchatz entirely. Yeah. I think that's the pshat. I think the Ram brings the halacha that you're not allowed to be mechayer in the merchus, you're not mechayer from the bais of nimi and the bais of nimi. So Rashi, the Niskanim and the Ram doesn't have that chiluk. Only by Shel Shalom and other things, but as far as here is concerned, there's no chiluk bais of nimi and bais of nimi. Not allowed to be mahar, even the bias himself. I think that every allowed to be mahar al koch, even the bias himself is not allowed to be mokum to neifus. It's not mustabed, it's mokum to neifus mamish, probably since it's meyucha to go in the shamarum, so it has the status of the equivalent of a mokum to neifus. I don't think there's mamish to neifus in the bias himself. But it has the status, the other malach, has the status of a mokum to neifus. Okay, we're going to stop here. Tomorrow, Mr. I want to go to the bottom of the hood. The bottom line tomorrow is going to be that this. What I want to go through tomorrow a little bit is that it comes out in the sugya that there's four. Besides, I mean, the last thing about that would be, you know, you're mashed on and it's not about it all together. Taking that off the table. From the Mishnah, together with the Gemara, we're going to see that there's four separate sibois for Hefter in the Mishnah. Two that Amiel said, two that the Amiroim suggest and Amiel should have said. The two reasons that Amiel said are Hiba B'Buli, and then Amiel Nasa Nasa Merchas Noel Afroditi, and Nasa Afroditi Noel Merchas. Those are two reasons that it says in the Mishnah. Ula and Abaye and Rabbi Ula and the Gemara and Machadish two other reasons. That maybe the Merchatz ought to be Mutter because it was Shaloi B'Toiva. He wasn't Makat Toiv to the Vedazar. And that from Doicha, maybe that's not true because Rabbi Gamliel was automatically gave status to the Vedazar by his mere celebrity presence. But so that's a Dinan, that's a whereas maybe Chaluk and Abaye. But Abaye thought that maybe that's another Hep. You don't need all the other heter. Rabbi Meliel was he came shalei b'tayva. He wasn't being mechazik the avodah zarah. It wasn't the kind of situation where he was special market tayva to avodah zarah. So therefore, there was no chizik that he was giving to avodah zarah. Again, the Gemara debates that point. And then finally, at the end of the Gemara, we have another heter. Rabbi Ula says that ein hektish avodah zarah. So just because he said that this bias should be miyuchad tarfuditi, that doesn't make the bias into noy. Doesn't make the bias into noy mishamshin. That's really what we're talking about, but. Doesn't mean anything. It doesn't become also behana. And that also debates. The Gemara says, no, maybe there's still maybe noi mir ego. Again, Taish learns that means maybe Mirabon has the status of noi, or Rashi learns maybe but even if the bias not itself muktosh to the Avodah Zarah, but still using the bias might be called that you're being miyapada Avodah Zarah. So you're not allowed to be miyapada Avodah Zarah. Like upon him, there's four svaras. The Gemara, there's four svaras lehet. The two are Rama Gamliel, svara A. Svara A is Hibov and Bully, and Svara B is that Enoim Nasa Nechas, the Mechas not a Noel Afroditi. And in the Gemara, you have a substitute for Svara A, which is Chubuk Nuba Yeshivasa. He didn't need, Abai says he didn't need Svara A. He could have said Svara, I don't know, we'll call it A prime, that there's a substitute for Svara A, namely that it was Shalei B'Tayma. No, I mean, that's not true, Rabbi Leel is automatically B'Tayma. And then, as a substitute for B, and we'll Svara B, Rabbi Ullah says he didn't need Svara B. This Svara B prime, that ain't hektish l'avad azar. So bottom line is, this comes out, there's four separate Svaras in play in the Gemara, between the Mishnah and Abai and Rabbi Ullah, there's four separate Svaras l'hapti. And neither we can work this out, according to Rabbeinu Yonah separately, and according to Rashi separately, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there's two sibas that we said before. There's two separate sibas of Yisrael. You need two heterim. One to take off Yisrael 1, plus the other one to take off Yisrael 2. So in Rav Gamliel, the way we spoke it out was, you need the svara of Hibo B'Gvuli to take off the Yisrael of being Maxik Taiva. And you need the svara of Eino Yimunas and Merchis Noi Lafudit to take off the Yisrael of Noi. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gemara questions out very easily. The two substitute svaras are each one substitutes for one of those. The substitute of Rabbi Leibel Shalei B'Toyva, that's a substitute for the svara of Hibo B'Gvuli. It's Mata the Isra of being Nene B'Toyva. And the svara of Ein Hektos Avodah Zarah, that's a substitute for the svara of the Merchetz Not a Noi. That takes off the Isra of Noi because Ein Hektos Avodah Zarah, so it doesn't become Noi. And maybe not because Noi B'Yiko. Nechezben Avshat, without burrowing into the Havon of the various svaras, but just in the cheshbon of pshat, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, right? We, that's how we worked out when we were speaking out the Mishnah. Just for this preview, when we read the Mishnah, we worked out that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, we have Rabbeinu listed two heter. Rabbeinu Yonah said heter A is bo b'gvuli, ba'or b'gvuli, and heter B was the merchatz of not a noy, ein hamerchatz l'noy. And Rabbeinu Yonah learns that you need both of these svaras. Why do you need both? Because there's two svaras for Issa. Svaras for Issa. namely, you know, his I don't know what to call it, the mechazik yidei l'avodah zarah. So we have the heter of gula, and svara B is the isur of noy. So we have the heter. No, the mech is not a noy. That's how we read. That's how we explained Rabbeinu Yonah. That's why I need both heter. Because if I only have one heter, it'll still be also the mech because of the other sivayis eres. So I need two heterim to take off the two sivayis eres. So that's why Rabbeinu Yonah says that Rabbeinu needs both heterim, not a oy tshuva cheres. Need both of these heterim because there's two possible causes for iser. One heter is not going to be enough. One heter, one svar lahatir will take off one of the svaras to iser, but the other iser will still remain. So I need both svaras lahatir. So then in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, when Abayi said that Abayi dresses the Hibo Begulli, Abayi says, Hibo Begulli, it's a Tshuva Gula, we don't need it. Because anyway, it was Shalei B'Toyba. It's Abayi. And Rabbi Ra'ula says, he talks about the second one. The Rabbi Ra'ula said, Ein Merchetz L'Noi, you don't need it, because Ein Hechtu Shalei B'Zar. And each one of these two stories, the Gemara, the stone of the Gemara is like, Rabbi Leo maybe equals B'taiva, and Noyim Yariko, again, whatever these things mean. That's the framework, that's the structure of the sugya. So for Rabbeinu Yonah, the structure is along two parallel lines. There's one Sivay Seres, the Yamasik Yidei Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Leo said a heter of Bovik Vuli, Abai said an alternate heter of Shalei B'taiva. According to them, there's another Sivay Seres, Noyim. For that, Rabbi Ullah had a different heter. The merchitz not l'noi. Rabbi Ullah suggests an alternate heter. Ein hechtu shel avodah zarah. That's the way the sukkah is going to work according to Rabbeinu Yonah. According to Rashi, these two heterim are alternate heterim. Each one is enough by itself. If that's the case, then it's going to have to follow that not only are these heterim enough by themselves, but each one of these heterim is enough by itself. Because each one of these heterim is a substitute for one of these heterim. That's what the Gemara says. Tshuva gnuva and shivosi. Rabbi said, you don't need this heter, I have this heter. Rabbi Ulu said, you don't need this heter, I have this heter. Well, if this heter is a full heter that takes off the issue entirely, and Rabbi said, I don't need it because I have a different heter of Shalei B'Toyva, that means that this is also an issue that's going to take off, this is also a svar that's going to wipe out the whole issue. And this also is going to be a heter, it's going to be a svar that wipes out the whole issue. So according to Rashi, is going to have to chesnab that this svar, Bobi Guli, and this svar in American Sinai, and this svar there was Shalei B'Toyva, and this svar there was Anhekus of Avodah Zarah, any one of these alone is enough to take off the Isser of Avodah Zarah, the Isser from the Merchatz entirely. But on the other hand, it's the Chariz Mu'ur in the Gemara that there are two Isserim in play. There is an Isser of what the Mishnah talks about later on, of being Machzik Toyva, being Nene B'Toyva, and there is an Isser of Noy. The Gemara says, Noy Mirikah. So how does it work in the Cheshbon of Shad? How can, when after, does it make sense to say that any one of these svaras can take off both of these yisurim? Both the Isra of Noi and the Isra of being Machzik Toyva? Is that tenable? Maybe it's tenable, maybe it's not tenable. If it's not tenable, how are we going to work out Shad and the Gemara? So that's the avoid, just in, without even delving into the Havon of the svaras, just the Cheshbon of the Tzuros of the Shmaisa, according to Rashi, that's going to need to be worked out. And I think it has to be worked out in Cheshbon, not in the svar. I think just in the Cheshbon of Shad, we're going to have to work out how Rashi read the Gemara. Because I don't really think it's going to be possible for anyone, for all of these. Some of them might be. But some of these Svaras, I don't think they could take off both these. So the Svar of Ein Hechtu Shel Avodah Zarah, I don't see how to take off the Isser of the Machzik Yidei Avodah Zarah. Or the Svar of that it was Shalei B'Toyva, I don't see how to take off the Isser of Mud. What does one thing have to do with the other? So there must be some, we have to figure out some Chap in the Pshat, the mechanism, the machinery of the sugya pashut, to understand what's going on. That's okay. So that we'll do tomorrow, and then maybe we'll do the taisus, the bottom taisus also. So, not the bottom taisus, the taisus. Well, there's the two bottom taisus, and they're both important. So, that's which one we'll do first. Okay.